Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 441 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week's guests are the lead producers, Jenny Paul, Chelsea Roach, and Monica Congero, and they produce a web series entitled That Reminds Me. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Well, IDSers, I am joined by the three lead producers of a web series entitled That Reminds Me. So I guess we'll just go around the horn and kind of introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Monica Congero, co-executive producer on this producing team.
Hi, I'm Jenny Paul, I'm one of the executive producers on the series.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Roach, and I am also an executive producer, and we are... That reminds me.
Oh, they didn't all join in. Oh, no. All right. So, okay. So, again, we'll just kind of go around the horn again, I guess, as I ask my questions. What drew you into doing a web series? And we'll go individually, or if somebody wants to be the spokesperson, that's fine by me.
I would say probably the dynamic of the three of us. It very quickly became an important dynamic that we knew we had to share.
And it evolved out of our own stories, out of our friendship, and the characters are based on us, and we brought it to our head writer, and she constructed the stories based on the things that we told her.
Okay. So what about your relationship drives the story?
Well, originally Jenny and I went on a road trip for an acting gig, and it was just amazingly hilarious, the things that happened to us and how we got in and out of situations. And so we realized we very quickly had to do something with this dynamic. We talked to Monica about it, and she said,
everybody does roommates and friends, old friends or new friends. You should be sisters and I should be your mom.
Ding, ding, ding.
And then we started, every time the three of us go out anywhere, something happens.
Uh-huh.
We just create adventures and wreak havoc and disturbances.
And we're of excitement.
Yeah, of a good kind. And I don't know how that happens.
We don't necessarily plan it.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is that all three of us not only have that chemistry together, but we recognize that about us and our own families. Mm-hmm. And so it was a really nice segue into writing and producing a sitcom, because, you know, I think about all the times that I went on vacations with my family, and because you're with people that you love and trust, crazy shit happens and it falls out of the sky. And then, of course, instead of going, oh, well, that's, you know, looking at it and going, okay, you escalate and you make it even worse.
So is there... sorry.
We all come from families like that, and in effect, are one. Yeah, three of us.
So is there... Have you had an adventure that is... I mean, how aware of you is... that this is happening to you, but also as what leads to the series. So do you have self-editing moments where you're like, well, we can't share this story just yet? Or have you had that point yet? Or are you just...
I think that, like, the way that it went is, like, are not exact stories are written into the series. Uh-huh. Marla did a very wonderful job of creating a story for these three people with bits and pieces from us.
Mm-hmm.
So it enabled us to tell our story through these characters, but also they're telling their own story too.
Right.
So, you know, it's this sort of like, it's its own thing as well as connected to us and from us.
Right. So what goes on in your, how often do you present an episode? Is it every week, every month?
We're actually premiering the whole series tentatively in September.
Mm-hmm.
And we're premiering the whole thing as a binge watching series. So we have the whole season is one long, you know,
right.
segment. Although they are intercalated episodes, one back to back with the other.
But right now, we're in post production. We're still tweaking a couple things that we are super anal about. And we're just making sure that, you know, we get the product exactly how we want it to come right. across. And we had a pre-premiere update to get some great feedback. And we've added some of those things to make sure that the series is read and watched, you know, in the context of how we designed it to be received.
Cool. Okay. So how does one come across this series then?
Well, we have our website, which is www.remindmetheseries.com. And you can go on there and see everything that we're up. But we also have a Facebook, a Twitter, and an Instagram. And when we release it, you'll be able to find out information on our website and those three devices on how to get it. And our Instagram is #TRMTheSeries. And our Facebook is www.facebook.com/TRMTheSeries.
So are you going to release it as a subscription base? I mean, how does that, or is it a free to view?
I believe we will originally be screening free to view. But okay. Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out, actually. We haven't quite decided how we want to handle it.
Yes.
I think what we'll probably end up doing is because it's our first season, we'll probably, you know, be free to view so we can get people
at least a couple about it.
Yeah. So, you know, like we don't want to put it out there and then have everybody go, well, I don't know what this is, or, you know.
Right.
But,
I don't want to pay my 99 cents or whatever. Yeah.
I think initially it'll be free to view because we want people to get excited about it and, you know.
Right.
And we want as many people as possible to be able to see it.
Cool. So what's been the biggest challenge for you individually in this project?
I would say maybe originally. I mean, I think it fluctuates, but I would say maybe originally we had intended these characters to be our names, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea was supposed to be Chelsea and Janie was supposed to be Jenny. And we really needed that that distance. We needed to be able to have characters and ourselves and not have them be the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when we changed the name, I mean, I think it was pretty early on in the process from Chelsea to Kelsey, it was able to really let Kelsey become who she was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I was able to, you know, distance her from myself.
Mm-hmm.
I found the biggest challenge to be switching hats.
Oh, yeah.
Being a producer, being an actor, and trying to take care of everything as you have to do when it's a passion project and, you know, a homegrown project and everybody's there working for the common goal, there has to be people that take care of them. So I think we all tried to do that, and that was a big challenge.
And there's also a massive learning curve. We're all professional actors by trade. So learning how to produce and market and do PR and edit and hire and, you know, all these different things were all within skill sets that we all had from different facets of our lives, but never quite in the same funneled kind of way. So it's mm-hmm. been, you know, we want to do the best service to the project we can. So we learn how to be the best cop.
Yeah. And towards the end, I think we were really were able to be there for each other. And we started, you know, planning film shoots when we knew we would film like Monica's flashbacks, for example, where her two daughters in the series weren't born yet. So Jenny and I were able to really take on just being co-producers on set for her and let her be an actor that day. Mm-hmm. So when we started figuring out how to organize those sort of things, we were able to really be there for each other and let each other focus more on one specific job.
Mm-hmm. So now that you're kind of you're getting close to the debut and the release of the project, what sort of advice would you give to if you could go back in time and or to anyone starting a web series, what kind of lessons would you like to share either with your former self or a colleague that says, hey, I want to do this too?
The thing is I don't think we did anything that I would change at this point. I think we did it the way we were going to do it because you have to learn and you figure it out. And there are definitely things that now we would maybe take a different approach to. But we definitely worked this through the best way we could, and I think we've come out on top.
And I think building on that, I would go back and tell all three of us, trust yourself. Trust that you're doing the right thing, because we all knew it, and we would spend time reevaluating, second-guessing, are we sure?
Yeah.
Trust your gut, because we all have very strong instincts, and when we work together, great stuff happens.
That's great, Monica.
Outstanding. So again, give us the website and the anticipated date of the release and that sort of thing.
The website is www.thatremindsmetheseries.com.
And our premiere date is scheduled for September 10th in New York City.
2016.
Outstanding. Outstanding. So I'll have links to at least the website on the show notes page for this particular episode, www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
So that's it. I'd like to thank our guests today, Jenny Paul, Chelsea Roach, and Monica Congero, for stopping by via Skype to chat about their producing and then their story behind their web series entitled That Reminds Me. Hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter, @InexplicableDS, @ Inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, I don't know. We'll know what we see when we get there, I guess. Typical IDS protocol. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres, perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats, instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry.
No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.